So this month in Sunday worship, many of you have been here for that. We are doing a sermon series called Take Care. We're exploring or reminding ourselves that we have a responsibility as humans, but especially as children of God, to take care of what is entrusted to us, to take care of others, take care of our money, take care of creation, take care of ourselves. And on Sunday, I began by talking about some of the simple ways that the Bible instructs us to take care of one another. The Apostle Paul gives us lists in almost every one of his letters about some very similar tasks. He gets to, you know, copy and paste, because you could do that in the ancient world, just copied and pasted from one letter to another. But he uses imperative words a lot, like encourage, comfort, help, be patient, do good. Now, if you get our Wednesday pastor's note, I think the email has already gone out, so if you subscribe to that, you've already gotten it. I wasn't sure if you would have read it yet or if you'll get it later this evening, but you'll see that I wrote about the very first instruction I just listed there, encourage one another. That comes from 1 Thessalonians. I'll read it in just a moment. And I shared a story about my son, Laz. Laz, who is 8, recently started, he just starts exclaiming at random points throughout the day, "You're the best mom ever." Sometimes it's after I've given him a hug, "You're the best mom ever." Often he shouts it right after I've caved in and giving him whatever the thing was he insisted he needed to have, a piece of candy, wearing socks on his hands, watching one more episode of a Netflix kids show. And then nightly, he whispers it right after I've tucked him in for the third time and kissed him goodnight again and switched on the nightlight. Not that light, nightlight, Mom, that nightlight. And I walk out of the room ready to collapse into my own bed, feeling more like the most exhausted mom ever. "You're the best mom ever." Now, when he says it, like, I know it's not true in the literal sense. It can't be, of course. It's an entirely subjective statement. You can't measure who is the best mom ever. And even if you could, I'm pretty certain it's not me. I'm way too impatient. I forget to sign permission slip forms sometimes. I don't cut the crusts off of his sandwiches. Like, he's on his own for that. When he pipes up, "Best mom ever," I sigh. I roll my eyes where he can't see me, because I know it's not true. And yet, somehow, when his sweet little voice says it, some little part of me perks up and believes that I am for him. I may not be the best mom ever, but to him, he can't imagine a greater love. And so his words become more powerful than he can even know. It's amazing what power a simple word of encouragement holds. The little smile it can bring to our faces, even if we don't fully believe it. The belief in ourselves and in our inherent goodness it can restore, especially on our worst of days. Encouragement reminds us that someone else sees the light that is in us, is deeply glad that we were made to walk this earth at the same time as them. That's an incredible power we all have right at the tip of our tongue to encourage someone. Encourage one another and build each other up. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. You can turn someone's day entirely around with a simple word of encouragement. You know that that's true because it's happened to you. My job as Laz's mom, of course, is to take care of him. I do it all the time. I do it a million different ways. But as I reflected on his insistent mantra, "You're the best mom ever," I realized he's taking care of me too by encouraging. Even if I don't believe it in the literal sense. And anyone can do this. Anyone can take part, can take care of encouraging another person. And this might be the easiest way to start. That word, encourage, is a really rich word. You all probably know by now that I like to dissect words, I like to figure out where they come from, what the different parts mean. I think it makes it rich for us. So let's just do a little etymology here, a little grammatical exercise. So N, E-N, that's the prefix, of course, right? Anyone know what that means? N? Sounds a lot, yeah, in. Just means it's a directional word, right? In. Something is going in. And then the next part, of course, cor, so the C-O-U-R, cor. Any of you study other languages? I'm sure some of you do, particularly ones that English derived from. What's at the core of cor and cor? The harp. Think about the other languages we know. What's Spanish? Anyone know? Corazón, heart, right? French, what's the word for heart? Cœur, sacré cœur. Ever heard that? The sacred heart. Latin, cor Jesu. Anybody know someone that went to Cor Jesu Academy? Cor, right? In Greek, any physicians in the room? Any cardiologists? Cardia is the word for heart in Greek. Isn't that fascinating? So cor has to do with our hearts. And then the suffix, edge, age, edge, A-G-E. We see that on a lot of words, of course. That suffix means the act of or the result of. So encourage means the act of enheartening. Or maybe we can think of it as what happens when we speak into someone's heart. It's the result of speaking into someone's heart. I think that's a really beautiful thought. It makes encouragement something a little more than a compliment, right? It's not just a compliment. We can all be pretty good at complimenting. Like, cute shoes. Oh, your hair looks great. Nice job on that song, Susan. Compliments. But how much deeper could we go in caring for others by speaking into their hearts, encouraging? You're the best mom ever. I could feel the passion and emotion that you felt when you played that song, and it infused energy into my day. I can see how much you're carrying right now, and I want you to know how strong I think you are. You've got this. Encourage one another. Speak into one another's hearts and build each other up. What could this look like for you today? Who's in your circle? Who will you see this afternoon or this evening whose heart you can speak into? And what might you say to them? Dig deeper than a compliment. Encourage as you imagine God might encourage them. If Jesus were sitting right next to them, what might Jesus say? And could you give voice to those words for them? I'll pause for a moment right now, and if you have something to write with, great. But I want you to write your encouragement in your mind. Imagine the moment when you will give it to another person, and then save it for when you need to say it. So I'll just pause and let you write your encouragement for that person who's in your mind. Let us pray. Lord, as we gather here, you speak into our hearts through song and through prayer and through word. We leave encouraged by you and by one another. May our hearts be strengthened so that encouragement does not stop here, but goes with us and out of us as we seek to take care of others you have put into our lives. May our love be your love. Amen.